There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We haven't talked about the Rockets in a while here. So those of you just joining us, our Houston Rockets came through last night with a 113-91 loss when basically no Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, no Jimmy Butler,
no
Udonis Haslam.
That doesn't matter.
So the three best players on their team.
I would say, if you think about it, as far as salary allocation, I mean, you had upwards of, what, $80 million plus dollars not on the floor for the Heat.
And you got back your $40 million player?
And it didn't matter.
No, got their ass handed to them. The Heat can D you up now.
Yeah, and that's even without Jimmy and Bam, who are two of their better defenders, and it didn't matter. So, watching that game, like, I get why people get tantalized by Kevin Porter Jr. because, you know, he can create off the dribble. My worry for him is how long will he be playing basketball in the NBA where his bad habits don't matter? Like, with the Cavs, it's like, whatever. I mean, get out there, and he had two guards ahead of him. I think they even drafted one this year that made him expendable, plus his other issues. You shoot like Corey Brewer, by the way, Lance. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Almost got hit with
But like, he'll make a couple jumpers and all that. That looks great. And then he'll allow like three straight line drives in a row. But it's like, whatever. This team sucks. He should get all the minutes because how does he improve if he doesn't play?
Van Gundy once said famously, "Who cares how much he scored for Sacramento? Bad teams have guys score, too. Yeah. So they have to have somebody who
somebody's
scores."
Somebody's got
to
score.
So that would be my concern. How long will he be playing NBA basketball where all the bad habits don't matter? He doesn't suffer any repercussions for it because it would be malpractice not to play him. Are you going to play John Wall more minutes or give Avery Bradley more minutes as opposed to Kevin Porter Jr.?
But why is Armani Brooks taking 12 shots and 11 threes? I know he hit a couple. He's hit a couple so far. But,
well, he's another young player to see if he can find something.
Well, I guess because he has shown well in his first few games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then comes up, there's a reason that he's Armani Brooks and, you know, bouncing around.
He's currently shooting over 40% from three. So that's why they say, go ahead, take all them shots.
He's shooting, he's 40.6%. In his six games, and he was 2 for 11 last night.
Yes, he had a bad night last night.
Is he a 40% shooter, or is he getting back to the mean?
We'll see. I mean, going into it, he was really, really good through five games. So we'll see what he is, but, like, nothing matters. You just hope you find
some existential right
for the Rockets. What does it matter?
Well,
but that's my...
No, it does matter because you want to find some pieces.
Well, losing matters.
Yeah.
But if you're Kevin Porter Jr. and you're letting Goran Dragic and Kendrick Nunn just straight line drive you to the rim over and over again, what is Steven Silas going to do? Come out. What's he going to do? Bench him for that?
Yeah, but here's the thing. At some point, some of these guys are going to be on the team. And I'm not going to make I can't make a judgment on Steven Silas. It's impossible. But Steven Silas does have to have control of the team. He does need to require standards of play defensively and offensively. Mm. Like, this shouldn't just be you chuck it up and you don't. I get that they're not great right now. They're terrible, and that's fine. I'm fine with being terrible for obvious reasons. But you do need to have standards of play. This is how we guard the pick and roll. This is how we defend head-to-head. This is where we're funneling. Are you a funnel middle team, or are you a funnel baseline team? How far out do you want guys to pick up? What's your weak side? Like, that's basketball. That's standard coaching. And Steven Silas there needs to be accountability on the team, even when guys suck and even if guys aren't going to be playing there. You don't think that should be something he should be doing?
No, I'm not saying he shouldn't be doing it. I'm just saying that what's he to do? If you bench Kevin Porter Jr. because he allows a couple straight line drives, to what? To give who more minutes on this team?
For who? For what? Who?
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. That's my concern. Where he's going to continue to get minutes because I'm sure the director from the front office is, hey, we took a flyer on this dude. We want to find out what he is and give him as many opportunities as possible. There's no real standard or punishment for being awful on defense or just giving poor effort. I just don't know where you find that balance where wanting to see him run the offense and then saying, wow, you're really bad on this other end. And, you know, playing defense really matters. You bench him, you sit him down for a couple minutes to bring him back in. I don't know what Steven Silas' directive is from the front office as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to see what Kevin Porter, you're right. You got to see what Kevin Porter can do.
Yeah.
You got to find out. You find out from all the young. Okay, he's going to throw you. Rafael's going to throw you another. Here's another guy. Here's Armani Brooks. Throw him out there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, yeah.
Here's another guy. Throw him out there.
That's good.
Let's see.
Maybe somebody will hit.
Yeah.
Stick. I'm fine with that. That's good. I mean, Kevin Porter, it's not like he's just going to be here this year. He's going to be here next year.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be part of a potential core. He could play himself off of it. But that's why you do need to be the things that Dell are talking about. You stop caring, you know, fans stop caring about, oh, look how many points he had. And that becomes it. These points are really irrelevant to the quality of play. The quality of play on both sides is going to determine if you are a true core player. And just because you're scoring points on a bad team, which yesterday, by the way, he did not. It was not a lot of scoring. They had 91. Kelly Olynyk. You know, Kelly Olynyk is showing that, oh, that's right. Kelly Olynyk can be a eighth or ninth player on a good team potentially coming off the bench. That's right. You don't want them to start, but, you know, you're reminded of that. But, yeah, if you can find one guy out of the blue, and Kenyon Martin Jr. is a guy that you hope from where you took him and how old he is right now, yeah, he's a guy you hope can grow and get better and better. But you have to balance this out. You have to get a draft pick. You just have to.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. Daryl did such a hatchet job on these draft picks. And then Rafael Stone, I don't know that he's played it great in the offseason when you look at everything and the opportunities where then he's moving another pick for another player. And, you know, I think that the Oladipo thing clearly was not good by any measure. They really need a top three or four pick.
Yeah, they have.
They really do.
Yeah. And even that's not a guarantee.
No, but they'll be better than everything you have. If you got Jalen Suggs, if you got Cade Cunningham, if you got Mobley, they're better than the guys who are on your team now. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Suggs, to me, is going to be a legitimate
NBA player. You had Caris LeVert. You had Jared Allen.
Well, you can't. That's done. So you can keep.
Yeah, no, it's done. It's done.
You keep. 12. What's that late girl that you used to have a big thing with, Laura Bingenheimer? She's gone.
Laura, you knew a Laura Bingenheimer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember Laura Bingenheimer?
Because I've got something where I sang a Laura Bingenheimer song because I said, that sounds like something
John
from a...
Bingenheimer?
No, I said it sounded like something that... I'll play for you. It's in the phone.
Fifth grade first kiss.
It sounds like... Who's the guy that sang Longer Than There Have Been Fishes in the Ocean? It sounds like a 70s gold song by...
Laura Bingenheimer, you remembered. Holy crap.
Yeah, and then do you keep talking about Laura Bingenheimer?
No,
or do you move on to
Wendy? I talked about her once in 50 years.
You're talking about Dan Fogelberg?
Dan Fogelberg. Yeah, it sounds like a Dan Fogelberg, Laura Bingenheimer. And I did a whole little song off the top of my head. That was a song you would have really liked, Dale. You would have saved that one for all of eternity. But do you ever talk about her?
No.
That you go to a grocery store, dropping a... You drop something on the ground and you reminisce over old times.
No, but that's not. Wait, this is.
You never had Caris LeVert.
That was in fifth grade. This just happened this year.
Fifth grade. All right, but still, you never had Caris LeVert. He was never yours to covet. You never had. You don't covet what you have. You covet what you want. But you never had them.
He was a rocket for minutes until the...
No, that's like saying somebody was a rocket during a draft when you've drafted for somebody
else.
Yeah,
he was. He was drafted by the Rockets.
They were never yours. He was never yours.
That's separate trade.
Still on record.
Never yours.
Still on
record. He was a Rocket. It was a separate trade. Then they pushed him to Indiana.
Only the NBA makes you do that.
Well, how good was that move?
It was wonderful.
Wonderful move.
You made the James Harden...
You're making Joel's point, Rafael.
Well, I've said it before. James Harden, the James Harden trade netted you hope and draft picks, and... NBA players that won't be on your, you hope not, are not on your roster next year, like Olynyk and Avery Bradley. You don't want those guys.
Listen to the Dan Fogelberg underneath this segment. All because of stupid Laura Bingham.
914.
And your fifth grade crush.
ESPN. It was not a crush. She wanted me.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. So, I know we're not the other station. We don't talk about the Texans every segment. So we have gone away from it for a while, but it was a good day. For Deshaun and his team, Rusty Harden came out with a statement, and he said that he says, and this is a quote, "Therefore, the answer to the question of whether we are saying that all 22 plaintiffs are lying about the allegations of sexual misconduct by Mr. Watson is a resounding yes." That was the biggest quote. Now all 22 are lying.
Wow.
It's
quite a statement.
So he did. They waited. Wait. Hold. Let's find out as much as we possibly can. And then he came up with refutes against these accusations and specifics. Plaintiff Marshall Davis alleges that she was alone at the spa and feared for her life. However, a security guard hired by the spa was present at the spa at all times and capable of intervening if an incident had, in fact, occurred. She also told family members that if Mr. Watson's attorney had paid her, she would have supported him instead of suing him. She also told her family that she had contemplated blackmailing Mr. Watson. Plaintiff Crystal DeRosa. Ooh,
man, that's pretty strong stuff there.
Told a witness that the only reason she was getting involved in the lawsuit was for money. She even laughed about it and stated that she wanted to get in on the action.
Now, who said that? Where does that come from?
Crystal DeRosa.
No, but who? How do they know that?
She told a witness. Told a witness that.
So now you got to figure out.
Renee Lawson admitted that she sought to blackmail Mr. Watson. She was another one that accused of oral sex, I believe. Lawson.
At any point, she's the one who said she shook and quivered every time that she had to do a massage.
Right, Shanae Lawson was that?
I don't think that's the same one.
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think we had a name on her though.
She asked him to pay her $30,000 for indefinite silence because her encounter would be embarrassing if revealed. More importantly, when Mr. Watson's marketing manager, Brian Burney, asked her whether she was claiming that something happened against her will, she confirmed that everything occurred was consensual. Finally, she told Mr. Burney, now this is Deshaun's
right-hand
marketing
manager.
Yeah. Now, I hope he has some proof. She told Mr. Burney that she wanted a copy of the NDA that she and Mr. Watson signed because she did not want people in her industry to know she had provided oral sex to her massage client. Evidence of her concerns is contained in Mr. Burney's affidavit and a contemporaneous tape recording of a phone conversation. Okay, if there's a tape of her saying that, then there you go. There goes one of the oral sex accusations out the window.
We have to hear it. I just, from incidents you've either read about or heard about, what to expect of an alleged sexual assault victim, I don't know. I would have liked to know the context of, I wouldn't want anyone to know that I provided oral sex. Does that mean I just didn't want people to know that something happened? Or did I consensually provide oral sex?
Yeah.
I would like to know the actual wording of what was said as opposed to,
The problem, if she said, I think even more so than that, is that she said it was consensual.
Yeah,
if she said it was consensual in the phone conversation, then that changes everything.
That's true, because if you say something, particularly when there is no evidence of it, people are going to say, well, you said that. We just heard stories about people denying something awful happened because they don't want to address that something awful happened. I don't know if that's the case here. Like, I see it all. You read these stories all the time where a woman says, "No, nothing bad happened," and then you find out,
yeah,
something actually bad. Yeah, did
but
happen.
But admitting that it was consensual is a different deal, though. I think.
We've just seen people who, well, I've seen the stories where women don't want to be looked at as rape victims.
Right.
So I, but in this situation where there's a big name, there's money involved. If she has that on tape, that's gonna wash away her case.
That'll hurt the case. But he goes on to say, you know, plaintiff Ashley Solis claimed that she was not filing suit for monetary reasons, but rather because this is about her having a voice heard. If it's about having a voice, survivor's voice heard, what, she would have abandoned it for $100,000. So, and that doesn't matter.
No.
That doesn't matter. And Busby did respond. Okay, he responded by saying, and I don't want to get the quotes exactly. I can't find the story about Busby's response, but he basically said none of this actually claims anything except, you know, he actually is admitting that and he, what so they yes, we all know that they tried to they wanted money. Yes, they asked for money in return. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that doesn't make that doesn't matter.
Are we supposed to believe that Rusty Harden is pushing that asking for money means something didn't happen? Is that what we're supposed to?
No.
We're supposed to be.
Rusty's pushing for if something happened, it was consensual.
No, understood. But even the other instances where, well, they're asking for money, that devalues their claim that something happened.
Yeah, well, he's trying to look at it. Yeah, he's pushing the narrative.
Are we
money
supposed
grabbing.
To be naive enough to believe that things can't happen with if money's being asked for?
No, they should be mutually exclusive, but I think what he's doing is pushing the narrative, and frankly, it almost just feels for public perception.
Yeah,
it's the narrative of money grab
because legally, no judge is going to say, "Oh, they're asking for money," so of course it couldn't
happen.
Remember,
Aaron Wilson lost his job for using that phrase, "ambulance chaser" and "money grab," on a radio interview, and I don't think it changed. Even if Aaron ended up being, let's say the whole thing, let's just say hypothetically. All this ended up being correct. Aaron Wilson, of course, was a Texans beat writer, and it may have slipped. I didn't know this until somebody mentioned it. It's kind of under the radar, but Aaron Wilson lost his job. Aaron Wilson was a very connected guy around the league, and he'll pop up. He'll get a job somewhere. But he made a comment in March early on, right? It was before all this stuff had really fully come out, that he was that this was – a money grab and Tony Busby is an ambulance chaser and all this stuff. Well, even if some of this stuff were to end up being true on a hypothetical standpoint, they would still consider that to be in very poor taste to make those comments publicly about a case that is currently ongoing.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would matter. I think what's ultimately going to happen is I didn't really doubt that there are people who are jumping in, especially under the shroud of anonymity and a potential payout. I never had a doubt that some people who had instances didn't come forward because they don't want any. They want to just move on, and maybe they thought it was crass, it was terrible. You know, I didn't like it, but I'm not going to sue for it. There's probably people like that too, but I do feel like there are going to be some people, especially when it's anonymous, that say, "Hey, this is a chance for me to be in on this." Yes, there's a very good chance that there would be some women. I don't think it's going to be all 22. That seems highly unlikely that all 22 are on a coordinated money grab.
Yeah. Here's Tony Busby's response. As fully anticipated and despite his lawyer's previous statements, Deshaun Watson's only defense is to call these brave women liars. The weak and vague allegations made in defendant's response are demonstrably false. Watson can't deny he sought out an unusually high number of women for massages on Instagram. He doesn't deny he insisted on being nude or nearly nude. He can't deny the massage sessions occurred. He can't deny he wanted more than a massage, and he has incredibly denied that something bad happened during the session. He instead claims that any sexual acts were consensual. Of course, his definition of consent doesn't comport with that of everyone else. I have faith that the court process will sort out the truth as these matters progress.
That was a big salvo by Rusty. We'll see as far as which women back out, Now yes. It's less than 24 hours, and we haven't heard anyone saying, nope, I'm not doing this.
Right.
We know of one, at least according to Rusty, who said they're out. But we're still at 22 who are like,
yeah,
we're going forward.
Right. So we'll see. Now, if they do back out now because of this exposure that's for them. I mean, Russ, some of the stuff is, well, five of them have scrubbed their social media accounts.
I would do that too. Yeah, that's smart.
I mean,
you don't want people. Yeah, and
five plaintiffs told others they wanted to get money. Okay.
No. Scrubbing social media account is going to be looked at negatively.
Why? Because Ashley Solis is enjoying her time on social media?
Death threats or whatever.
No. That's not what scrubbing means. Scrubbing is taking pictures or videos that you think could potentially be used against you.
Okay.
Deshaun's not supposed to take any direct messages off. If you have some scrubbing,
wait, if you
scrubbing
have a,
your... If they
oh,
think,
you mean you oh, did this, some selfies? Well, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what right. I mean.
So if you take a belfie off, what does it mean?
First of all, tell people what belfie means.
It's a butt selfie.
If you take they're going to say in the court of public opinion or in the court of.
Well, she did a belfie, so therefore Deshaun should rub himself on her?
No. Okay. No, I'm just telling you, the thought is probably going to be from somebody who's deleting it. Like, I don't want to look like a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, if they think this is going to be me, that I'm not really a. So are you a licensed massage therapist? No. Do you have pictures of? I can see where a girl says, "I'm gonna come off as like an Instagram model."
Oh, you mean like when Kellen Winslow changed his entire appearance when he was facing a trial? You mean it doesn't happen all the time to everyone?
It does.
All
of a sudden, he's in prison.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, it's not unique to women to change your appearance because you have, like, why do we get dressed up in suits for interviews?
Right.
Because we wanted to look different as opposed to what we would normally
but
look
it
like.
But it's a conscious decision.
Yes.
That's why just the like decision is, oh, why would you take these pictures? Because you think it makes you look bad? It puts you in a light of someone who would shake somebody down or who might be involved in a consensual. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Are there pictures
here
with you holding a gun to someone's head? Or, okay. Yeah. Then, but if you're taking belfies, I could see where you wouldn't want that on there if you do have some kind of accusations. But that doesn't mean that nothing happened.
No, of course it doesn't. Right. But you're asking why they would scrub it, because they would think, ooh, this might not look good for me.
Yeah.
I'm partying with you know, three athletes and four other women, and we're drinking champagne. I don't know. I'm not putting the women on trial. I'm just telling you, why would they scrub it? That's why they
would
scrub it.
Well, of course, that's what Rusty's going to try. 929 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 to get in here with us.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 975.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Dell, are you buying the Dolphins are interested in getting rid of the sixth pick now?
It feels like a calculated thing by someone, because the Dolphins made two blockbuster trades on the same day and no one knew about them, but yet everyone knows what they're doing now. I don't think it came from the Dolphins unless they wanted it out there. They usually work in silence, so I'm not really buying it other than some type of ploy. Maybe you get a big deal. Maybe someone goes, we need a quarterback. Maybe Carolina moves up from 8 or Broncos move up from 9, and you get more than you would think for just dropping down three spots.
It's a great spot. Look, honestly, if you're Miami, you would love to get your hands on these different guys, but in terms of who you could draft, especially these pass catchers. But if you can get more than you gave to move up to six, if you can get more back for that, and you trust your, especially if it's to nine, they could get Patrick Surtain at nine. They still might get their hands on Jalen Waddle.
They wouldn't take Surtain.
They may get they may get Devontae Smith.
Yeah, but would
they wouldn't take Surtain.
Okay,
probably,
well,
but
it wouldn't that depend on draft day? Though, okay, because so right now nine isn't guaranteed of anything that you. I mean, six isn't guaranteed anything you want.
Unless they want Smith. Do the math on this. I think it does guarantee you. Depending
well,
on
well, it guarantees you Jamar Chase, maybe Kyle Pitts, Penei Sewell.
They won't.
It doesn't
take
guarantee
Sewell.
You the quarterback you want.
Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
Or Smith.
Okay. But it doesn't guarantee you the quarterback.
You don't have a quarterback. Oh, you mean the
for the other team?
Nine moves up. Why, they don't. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, but on draft day, you wait until draft. That's why you wait until draft day.
That's what I said.
So here's the thing. Let's say it's Mac Jones at three. Let's say we know one, two, three. Then at four is a potential trade out quarterback pick, Kyle Pitts.
That's where nine moves up to.
Now five, yes, unless it costs too much. 9-6 is a lot cheaper than 9-4. And you may say, we want, you know what? We like Trevor Lawrence. We would take Justin Fields or Trey Lance. Either one. We'd let Trey learn behind Drew Lock. And if we got Justin Fields, we'd let him compete right away for the job against Drew Lock. So then if that's what your thought is, then you say, okay, we'll take our chances on four because we know five is not going to be a quarterback.
We'll take our chances
so
on
then
six.
Yeah. We got six, so let's just wait it out, see what happens.
Yes.
See if somebody trades up to four and
that
takes a quarterback.
See, but that has to happen on draft day.
Yeah, it's going to happen on draft day. But I could see Miami doing that and saying, yeah, we'll take your first next year.
Well,
yeah, we'll flip flop.
Is there
we'll
any way 15? Okay, so it's 15 swoops in.
Well, that's more expensive.
Or 15 swoops in. Okay, let's say four takes Fields. Now the Bengals trade out of five. That would be a problem for nine.
So I think five is a potential trade-out spot.
Yeah.
Unless you just really love Penei Sewell, but you got a chance to get so many weapons, I wouldn't do that. To me, the one that makes the most sense is Matt Rhule at eight, flip-flopping and saying, okay, we're going back and we're picking up picks because we need to get in the market for Deshaun Watson next year.
Like,
so we're going to need extra picks. Think about that.
The Bengals took they got their new uniform, so they took – they had the photo
looks
shoot.
Very similar, by the way.
Yeah, it's just simplified what they had before. People like them, don't like them, whatever. Pictures. Joe Burrow's taking pictures. T. Higgins is taking photos. And it was someone pointed out that, like, you know, on Twitter, the meme is like, Bengals fans want Jamar Chase or Kyle Pitts. And then it shows a picture of Joe Burrow posing and the surgery scar on his knee. You sure you don't want Penei Sewell?
Bengals fans have gotten there. No, you should be. They should be right now calling Villanueva. Villanueva is talking to the Ravens from the Steelers, their left tackle. They should immediately be talking to him just so they keep open the option of drafting a special playmaker there. You know, there's no guarantee. By the way, the weakness on Penei Sewell, just to let y'all know, is pass protection. His strength is run blocking. His weakness is pass protection. That's his weakness. Everyone's like, you get a generational Penei Sewell. You guys have not clearly watched a tape on Penei Sewell if you think that he's this lockdown pass protector. If you want better pass protection.
A lot of times Justin Herbert had to run.
Yeah, get Rashawn Slater then. Get Rashawn Slater if that's what you're looking for. So I think the Bengals fans
when
are a
little
silly
with
that.
When you can move down and get Rashawn Slater.
Yes, that's the point is the Bengals could move around. I think if I'm Carolina and I still have my eyes on Deshaun Watson, I'm willing to listen to moving all the way back to 15. And I'm saying, look, if you guys want to come up here in New England, just take some first-round picks because then you can turn and package that to the Texans and get Deshaun Watson the next year. That's the team I would keep an eye on. I think that's a trade-out spot. Not before. Before is like they would – and they could still draft a Trey Lance, but I think they want to see what they have with Sam Darnold. I don't think they'll draft a quarterback. And you have so many needs there that moving back and picking up first-round picks for the chance to either rebuild your roster quickly or move them for Deshaun Watson, I think is going to have a lot of value for Matt Rhule.
Yes,
so I think eight is a potential trade-up spot for New England where it's less expensive than going all the way to four. And then I think nine.
And one of those guys, Fields or Lance, will be there.
Yeah, and I think Denver, I think somebody moving up for a playmaker to six is possible, not just quarterback, but playmaker, whether it's Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think anyone moves up for Devontae. I don't think they move up for Jalen Waddle either. I think they'll let it play out. But you look at the teams coming over, the, you know, who are 9 is a team that could move up. 10, the Cowboys. I don't ten's Cowboys, right? Yeah. I don't see the Cowboys doing it. I don't see the Giants probably doing it, although they could to get their hands on a pass catcher. 12 is Eagles. That already can't happen. They've already flip-flopped that deal. Who's 13, Dell?
I don't know.
Who's 13? 13 is San Diego or L.A. 14 is Minnesota Vikings, and 15. Now, Minnesota's desperate for a tackle. The Chargers are desperate for a tackle.
Well, there will be a tackle there.
Well, but they may say, ooh, if it starts to be a run on quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight end, and let's say Surtain goes to the Dallas Cowboys at 10, all of a sudden you may be saying, ooh, we want Penei Sewell. We want to get our hands on Sewell. That could be something where 13 or even 14 would jump up to get ahead of 13 and go try to get a tackle. Every time you see trades, you should always be looking at who ahead of us or ahead of that team has that same need that you want to get ahead of. So it's always quarterback. But, you know, how many great tackles are there in the first round? There's not a lot of great tackles in this first round. So that's a jump ahead move. Arizona Cardinals need cornerback badly. Well, you got Surtain, and you got a GM who needs to win. You got a head coach who's desperate to win now. And if you need a cornerback, you got Surtain and J.C. Horn are probably your top two. Neither one of those guys may make it to 15. So if you get a little scared, you may jump up if you're Arizona because of the cornerback position. So you always have to look at how that, you know, what position are you desperate for?
There's a somebody, 4, 5, 6, is trading now.
There is going to be at least one more trade in the top 10. Yep. 100%.
Yep. Dolphins did it. The Dolphins might do it again if they get more. Then they gave up. You're right.
And I think that it's contingent on what the how the board falls for the Dolphins too. Mm-hmm. If a quarterback goes 4 and the Bengals take a tackle, then I think they would be more willing to trade down a couple spots because you're still likely to get a premium pass catcher.
If Pitts is, or even Ja'Marr Chase is still there.
Yeah, it's a question. Some people believe because of the way they're set up, as far as Will Fuller on the outside and Parker on the outside, Devontae Smith got a lot of his yards from the slot. That might be a guy they look to. I was looking at those numbers. Ja'Marr Chase got very few of his yards in that spot. Now, not to say Devontae Parker is irreplaceable, just how they're set up right now. They may be locked in on Smith. And obviously, Chase could be the guy. I think the Dolphins they're bored and their trade down possibilities is who's available. Can we get a premium guy at 9?
Yeah.
If not, then maybe you don't trade down if you're going to miss out on one of those guys because two guys are already gone when you're picking at 6.
Yep.
I think they're in a sweet spot to trade back again. My question is, they already made a move up. The entire reason why I haven't really been considering it is you already made a trade to get back up. Like, are you really going to, because you really wanted a certain type of player, probably pass catcher, are you really going to be in the market to move back? But on draft day, the answer is going to be yes if they feel like, you know what, we love all three of these top wide receivers and Kyle Pitts. One of them is going to be there for sure at 9. This is how the board's shaping up. Let's go.
In my scenario, that sets up quarterback at 4, tackle at 5. They'd be probably dumb not to trade down to
pass catcher, 7 could be a pass catcher.
But you would get one if you still go to 9 because someone
be a pass catcher.
Someone's trading up for a quarterback probably, or maybe Kyle Pitts, whatever it might be. But even still, at 8 or 9, you're still getting your pass catcher.
Would you take Penei Sewell?
I don't think so. I mean, it sounds weird, but they did bring in DJ Fluker yesterday because he can play guard or tackle. So maybe they move.
Who's playing right tackle?
It's either Robert Hunt or Fluker at this point. Robert Hunt, the guy they drafted last year.
Yeah,
Fluker.
I thought Robert would be a guard. Oh yeah, and y'all like that fat Solomon McKinley.
Yeah, he's the starting.
Wow.
He's the ugly.
Guy stinks.
No, he didn't stink last year.
Yeah, he's
wrong
stunk.
With you.
What? Okay, back and like my grade was right on him.
What
you guys keep?
Why are you so upset because he started for a team last year? Why are you upset by that?
He's a backup quality player.
See, he's upset because some team overvalued him and he started almost the entire year. Don't be upset about that. You're a hater.
And call him fat. No.
He is a big dude.
Why body shaming?
Is he small? Is he small?
He's a big dude, but you call him fat.
Does he play? Does he maul? Is this how he blocks?
No, he doesn't do that.
You're mauls like a bear.
You're upset because he started a lot of games and you didn't have that for him. Don't be upset by that.
Yeah.
Applaud the man for achieving something.
Yeah.
You're not for the kids.
In the NFL. Have you ever blocked anybody in the NFL? No.
Why don't you? They need a center, maybe Creed Humphrey in the second round. What you need to do is apologize and credit that man for overachieving. Why are you upset by that?
He did overachieve up to this point.
Yeah. You're upset. True. Or maybe you were just wrong.
I wouldn't go that.
Okay.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and call somebody an ugly name like Lance does, apparently that's okay on this radio show.
It's been okay.
Yeah.
For you to do that.
That is true.
You're a body shamer.
Time to talk right now about being a champion. No, championing the causes, okay? That's what we're doing. What I need you to do is go to champion.energy/1560. champion.energy/1560. Save. Service. The best. Locally owned and operated. You will love Champion Energy. If you're looking for a way to save some money and get out of what, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what company you're with, but it's not as good as mine. champion.energy/1560.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The ESPN is asking the question, should the Giants trade up from number 11 to draft a quarterback? And I think you agree, I don't know.
This is what happens when you get so close to... the draft that Justin Fields' mechanics are off and Trevor Lawrence doesn't like football. Should the Giants trade up and drop Danny Dimes after 2 years with no Saquon Barkley last year, no offensive line and bad pass catchers because Evan Engram was out most of the year? This is the dumbest made-for-TV argument ever. Should they trade up for a quarterback? Look at Dan Orlovsky. But he's starting to struggle.
Dan Orlovsky can go after a white quarterback, so this is fine.
Yeah, hopefully he's going after.
Yeah. Well, he can now.
Look at all these guys yelling at each other. Stephen A. Smith looks like he's having a heart attack right now.
Listen.
I don't know what he's saying.
Listen, the Giants, how about you, everybody weren't people saying this last year with Buffalo and Josh Allen? Should they trade up and get out of this Josh Allen thing? I mean,
hearing that, actually.
Well, he wasn't any good he wasn't great until this year.
Well, how is the deal for Daniel Jones any different than what, I mean, maybe some slight differences with the defense, but there's not a lot of differences with Sam Darnold.
No, that's true. Josh Allen made the playoffs the year before.
Yeah, everyone puts a cape on for Sam Darnold like he didn't have any help. Well, he did because he didn't have any help.
Is Daniel Jones going to be any good?
I don't know. I had a second-round grade on him, so.
Well, second round is that horrible? Is second round really?
Why are you sipping tea?
Because you get what you get when you draft one of my second. You'll find out at your left guard spot.
He's still upset.
Miami.
If you guys missed it,
get when you draft second rounders.
If you guys missed it in the previous segment, Lance had an ugly word for Solomon Kinley, a guard out of Georgia who's starting for the Dolphins.
Whatever.
I went in there and asked them, has he started more games in his career than you thought he would ever? Because he started 13 last year, and Lance was like, yes. So this is clearly mad. Because he had him as a rotational backup or something.
Yeah, basically.
And now, and he started 13 games last year.
He will become that soon.
That's fine.
But this
don't
is
be
the
upset.
Thing. When I told you that Daniel Jones is a second rounder, and now you're out there trying to do segments of should they trade up?
Well, the Giants aren't doing that. Why are you sipping tea?
They shouldn't have drafted him.
The Giants aren't trading
up
for him.
They shouldn't have drafted Daniel Jones.
This is a stupid ESPN segment.
Now when San Francisco drafts Mac Jones, I'm going to do this.
Well, everyone thinks that's...
I'm going to sip tea on him, too, because he's a second-rounder, too. And you know who his comp is? Daniel Jones with less mobility.
Less, yeah, well, yeah.
But you can't sit T on the Giants or dab on the Giants. The Giants aren't going to do that. That's an ESPN made up topic.
I know, it really is.
Who are they gonna trade up for? Trey Lance? Is that the guy they would trade up for?
Could somebody trade for Andrew Luck, the right to Andrew Luck? They could, right?
Yeah.
The rights?
Yeah.
They could trade the Colts.
Yes.
If Andrew Luck wanted to come back, they'd just be like, get out of here, Carson. Scat! Chew! Chew, cat, chew! They just scat that cat right out of the building. Y'all want this guy? You want the Wentz?
Would Andrew Luck come back? We got to call Oliver. See, would Andrew come back if he goes to, let's say, I don't know, the Texans?
He will become the hometown boy, hey, comes back.
What?
Hometown hero. Bring him what? Back. Bring him back.
I mean,
lock him up with the Texans. You can't go anywhere. Yeah, just what Chris Ballard would do, trade the rights to the Texans. Yeah, that's happening. But I was just out of curiosity, they could trade the rights to Andrew Luck. Like, hey, give us a third, and we'll let you talk to Andrew Luck on the phone. See if you can pull him out of.
Like he's a Japanese star, and you get negotiating. You pay for negotiating, yeah, rights.
Pay to negotiate like a Japanese baseball player.
Yeah.
We'll give you the right to negotiate if you give us a draft pick.
And how much, like, would you give up? If Oliver slipped Cal a little note, and Cal's like, okay, if he's that Andrew may consider it, how much would you give up to talk to Andrew Luck?
Zero. He's not coming out.
What if Oliver Luck slipped Cal a little note?
He wants to play for the hometown nine.
It's a trick. They're just trying to see what they can get out of Cal just for fun.
Okay, what if he talked to Nick Caserio and he goes, hey, it could happen.
Nick won't fall for that trap. Nick will be like, this is a trap.
He certainly
wouldn't. Coming out. He would have already come out with a chance to win with the Colts.
And if Andrew Luck ever asked him any questions, he certainly wouldn't answer him directly. Nick, so what's your process for building a winner around me? Because I kind of got beat up in Indianapolis. Well, great question, Andrew.
Great question.
And he would never answer the question.
Hey, right? Building winners. Look, I'm not smart enough to tell you there's a right way or wrong way, right? But clearly there is a way to do it. Is it right or is it wrong? Mm. You know, that's not for me to say. It's a good question about building a team, and we would hope to build a team around you at this particular time or in the future. But
some people would say, you know, an offensive line, you know, some people would say that, you know, you got to start with a tackle. But some people might say, you know, you got to get that playmaker.
It's different from
and some people might say you got
to
get a running game. Right. But see, some
I don't want to be here.
Right?
Okay, never mind. I don't want to be with the Texans. Right. Forget about this.
Here's Andrew Luck's response.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I award you no points.
I award you no points.
And they should have ended,
good day, sir.
Yes.
It didn't, but that would have made it perfect.
So you're going to be out of here soon. I don't know. Dell's probably going to say you have to leave. But
I won't.
And we have to do a video today. Don't forget.
Oh, hang around, Lance.
Say you have to leave.
I'm not going to say he has to leave. Someone else might, though.
Yeah, somebody else will probably say that you're going to have to leave. The Astros under over runs. The Astros score. Now, let's not forget, I don't think, is there any way you can play Yordan? Can first base, left field, is there any way you can play Yordan tonight?
Well, no.
No, I guess. Where? So well, left field.
He had his patella tendon.
Put Tucker in center and Brantley in right.
He had his patella tendon slashed into a billion pieces.
No, we had two different ones.
Well,
it was not a billion pieces. And he's played left field before.
And he's had so many days off. He's rested.
Yeah.
I know. Realistically, yeah, I guess you could try to hide him in the outfield.
Yeah. Why not? Because
he did play in the minor leagues.
It is Colorado. It's not like they're not going to score a bajillion runs anyway. You need his bat.
We're going to score a bajillion runs?
No, Colorado's going to score a bajillion.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's the difference if you got a crappy. Oh,
who's on the bump today?
You got it. McCullers, right? Is it McCullers' turn? Anyway, you gotta get Straw out of the lineup somehow. Somehow, some way, Straw's gotta get out. Yeah, it's Garcia against Gray. And McCullers he's sick. That's why. This was his turn.
Oh, that's right.
This was his turn. It's Luis Garcia tonight because McCullers has been sick. It's Garcia against Gray and then Urquidy against Gomber.
So how many starts are we in the McCullers season so far?
Three.
And he's already missed a start. Well,
he's already
that's
not,
par for the
he's already
well,
not pitching.
But it's
yeah, that's what it is.
It's sick, right?
Yeah.
He's got some six.
He's still missing a start, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which is what he does.
Well, you don't say that about COVID stuff.
Does he have COVID, or is he just sick?
That's the thing, is we're not allowed to talk about that.
What is
that's
he?
A violation.
What does he average per year? Like 9 decisions a year?
It's not a good
11
number.
Decisions
what
a year.
The hate for Lance McCullers on the show?
So he's play. Already on his way.
We want him to play.
He's already on his way.
Dogs. He's been on this show before. He's nice enough to come in.
He doesn't pitch.
He's nice enough to do. Yeah, he pitches sometimes.
Nice enough to come in because he's not busy.
He doesn't have anything to do.
You wrong for that.
He has nothing to do.
John's wrong for that.
No, I like Lance. I just hope
we love him. We just wish he was on the mound
more. In the middle of his starts. That's
yeah,
all.
Just stay on the mound. And if the roof is open, don't fall apart when it was closed previously in the same game.
So John Gray, it's John Gray. He's a right-hander. You got to have Yordan instead of Straw in the lineup. I'm sorry. Put Yordan in left. You know what? Give him a walker so he doesn't have to hurt his. He won't hurt his knees.
He can't.
Okay?
He can't take a walker out there.
The tennis balls on the bottom.
Give him a walker for your starter.
So he doesn't have to run.
Never have I felt more confident.
Okay. Who cares if they get? Okay. So they run around the bases. Who cares? They're going to run around the bases anyway because Straw can't catch.
Well, he'll probably pinch hit. Yordan will pinch hit. I don't think he's going to start.
No. And you got Bregman back. Bregman, Correa, DeGody, I guess it's second. I don't know. Or whomever. I don't care who put one of them there. Whatever their name. There were so many guys that you didn't even know who is this guy? Who in the hell is this guy? I don't even know who's still on it. Who got called up? Who went down? And we know who got called up. Mm-hmm. Maldonado behind the plate because he's rested and he can call Garcia's pitches. And then try to score. How many under over on runs Astros score tonight?
I would say the Vegas total is probably about 4.5.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. And that's a small number in Colorado, bro.
The scoring hasn't been as robust anymore.
Oh, really?
Ever since they started the baseballs and the humidor thing, it slowed it down. I'm gonna go under.
Under Astros 4.5.
Why would I say over? For what? What would make me think that they're going?
That is kind of true.
Like, what is there? What do you see?
That's so sad. In Colorado, this lineup, you don't think they can score 5 runs?
You insult them a little bit.
And
a little
John Gray. It's not even Sonny Gray who sucks. It's John Gray.
You might
Gray.
Be better off with Sonny Gray.
I mean.
Not even Sonny Gray who sucks, said John.
It's John Gray. Oh, my gosh. What a terrible,
hopefully
terrible
the Astros
situation.
Say this to a lot of pitchers tonight.
Bye, bitch.
Be good. Whoa. He's just a lot of home runs.
Wow. That was ugly.
That wasn't directed at Lance. That was directed at baseballs.
Yeah,
he's This baseball. One's directed at Lance.
Bye, bitch.
So beat it. We got a video at 11. Be ready.
And like, you have to remind this guy. Hang around. Don't
going
leave.
There. I'm going to go record my responses to your bad questions. They're never John's questions. John goes in there and has to ask other people. Other questions that Josh comes up with, and somebody goes, I wouldn't, we're doing a different one. Not this doesn't make sense. Even though Brandon, congratulations to our guy Brandon, got married, he's on his honeymoon right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's not here.
Yeah.
He's in,
I didn't know he got married, but yeah, I knew he wasn't
Jamaica,
here.
You're congratulating him?
Yeah, congratulations.
Is it the second marriage?
Is this his second?
No, yeah. John,
I'm asking you.
Congratulate him then.
Oh, well, but he's on his way to his second.
Well, that's comforting
to
the bride.
For getting that step out of the way.
Yeah, that step you needed to take. It's 9:59 ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.